Amen. The presence of the Lord is here this morning. I'm going to read from the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 1 to 5, and then from verse 12 to 14. This is the word of God. In the first book, Theophilus, I wrote about all that Jesus did and taught from the beginning until the day when he was taken up to heaven after giving instruction through the Holy Spirit to the apostle whom he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself alive to them by many convincing proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. While staying with them, he ordered them not to leave Jerusalem, but to wait there for the promise of the Father. This, he said, is what you have heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey away. When they had entered the city, they went to the room upstairs where they were staying. Peter and John and James and Andrew and Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, son of James. All these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer, together with certain women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus, as well as his brothers. This is the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. Please be seated. It's such a blessing always to stand and share the living word of God that changes lives of people every time we gather in his name. Next Sunday is what we call the Pentecost Sunday. And it's a very important day in the history of the church. Pentecost Sunday comes after 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus. And it is the day when the Holy Spirit of God came upon God's people. And one of the disciples of Jesus, Peter, he preached under the power of the Holy Spirit. And that day, 3,000 people were saved. And so it was a great day, and we are looking forward to Pentecost Sunday, next Sunday, when our bishop will come to speak. But friends, I want to share with you today that before the Holy Spirit came, before any movement of God takes place, there is prayer that precedes there. There is earnest calling upon the Lord that precedes them. And so I want to just speak on that subject today of how do we prepare our hearts for revival? How do we prepare our hearts to experience more of God's presence in our lives? Before I pray, I want to thank you all for praying for me. Arpita will be here in 23 days. I appreciate everyone who has invited me and prayed for me. I'm really appreciate that, but I'm looking forward to have her back and have some good meal. But let's pray. Let's ask the Holy Spirit to speak to us this morning and touch our hearts. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come humbly to the throne of grace now, Lord. God, thank you for the humble privilege to stand and preach your word that will change lives this morning, Father. And so, God, I welcome the Holy Spirit now. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come over us this morning, Lord. God, I pray that today will be a different day. Today your power will come and will touch up every heart here today, Lord. Father, I pray those that have been away from you will return to you. Those, Lord, who are discouraged today will be encouraged today, Lord. Father, I pray that your spirit will inspire every person in this place. God, I pray that your peace will come over every person here today. We pray, God, that you will anoint my mouth, Lord. Lord, I pray that you will hide me behind the cross of Calvary at this time that only Jesus, God, we lift up the name of Jesus today because Jesus still moves and changes lives of people. God, you have said in your word that if you lift up your name, if we lift up your name, Jesus, you will draw all men unto yourself. So, God, we just praise you today. We magnify magnify your name today. God, we pray that your word will go forth and will touch every heart in this place. So, God, we thank you. We love you. And we want to hear from you today, Lord. Hear a word from you today, Lord. God, we need a heaven-sent revival. We need a renewal, oh God. We need to come close to you, oh God. We need to turn our lives over to you, God. Father, we pray that we will invite your presence to come and touch us, Lord. Thank you, God, for hearing our prayer this morning. And we ask this all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Preparing for revival. Friends, before I get into my text, I want to share about preparation. You know, we often prepare for a lot of things. We prepare for graduation. We just got done with the graduation week, and I was looking to see how all the graduates make sure they have their gowns, they make sure they have their hat, they make sure they get to the graduation arena on time. We make preparations when we go to vacation. We make sure we have a hotel book. We make sure we have everything lined up. We make sure our car is full of gas. We make preparation when we go on vacation. We make preparations when we are going for an interview. We make sure we are dressed right. We make sure we have all the knowledge. We prepare when we are going for an exam. We make sure we study all the material, everything that has been given by the teacher. We make sure we study. We prepare for that. We prepare for sports. Our beloved UK Wildcats team, they make sure they prepare themselves before they go to Final Four. We all prepare for something, right? We all are in a place of preparation. And friends, just like we prepare for a lot of things, we have to prepare our hearts to receive from the Lord. When we come to worship, we prepare and we wear our dress. But we also have to prepare spiritually our mind when we come to the house of the Lord, so that when we come, we can hear, we can experience, we can come and feel the touch of the Lord. So preparation is very important in the Lord's work also. As I come to stand here to preach, I was preparing all week for God to give me the word for today. And after much prayer, God gave me this. So preparation is important. Secondly, the word revival. We often hear the word revival, and for some people it may be a new word. But revival, according to Strong's dictionary, it means this. It means to make alive. It means to recover. It means to restore. It means to renew. It means to refresh. A revival is being revived. It simply means, you know, if you have drifted away from the Lord, you have kind of lost that passion for God. You've lost that power for God. You've lost that desire to study His Word. You've lost that desire to pray. Friends, God can revive us today. And we are at a good place, at a good time this morning, because God's Spirit is here. And He wants to revive us. So, friends, preparation for revival is very important. Today, as God's people, I don't know about you, friends. I need a true spiritual revival and renewal in our lives. Our nation needs a true revival of God. Our country needs a true revival of God. Our world needs a touch of the Lord. Friends, this is what happens when we read the accounts of the revival that God sent, renewal that God sent. Revival simply is a divine movement. It is an act of God. It is when God's Spirit comes upon a community, comes upon a nation, comes upon a person, because they have been fervently praying and asking God to do a deep work in their lives. Friends, when revival comes upon a church, upon a nation, this is what happens. People are gripped by the presence of God. The power of God is so strong that people don't want to leave that sanctuary. There was a revival of God that came to Asbury College in 1970. There were few students that had been praying for months that God will touch and visit their college. And after much prayer, one day during the revival service, one day during a regular chapel service, the Holy Spirit of God came. And the power of God was so strong that they canceled classes because no one was going to classes. The chapel was filled with the presence of God. People were at the altar. They were praying. They didn't want to leave. The only topic of conversation was God. They didn't talk about sports. They didn't talk about food. They didn't talk about anything. They were talking about getting closer to God. They were talking about experiencing the touch of God. Friends, that can happen today if we pray and seek the face of God. So that's what revival is, a divine movement of God, God consciousness. Dr. Tozer, a man of God, a man of prayer, says this. He says, when revival comes, the moral climate of a community changes. That's pretty powerful, isn't it? When the true presence of God comes, there is a change of hearts. Change in the hearts and lives of people. In the book of Acts chapter 1, I just read the account of revival. Jesus had been with his disciples for 40 days after his resurrection. After he rose again, he appeared to his disciples for 40 days. And during that 40 days, he shared with them all that he did. He wanted to make sure that they could touch, they could feel that he was the risen Savior. But after the 40th day, the Bible says that Jesus went up to heaven. He went up to heaven, but before he left for heaven, he told his disciples this. He said, I want you to go back to Jerusalem and go back to the upper room. The upper room was a place where they would often gather for prayer, and it probably was the place when they had the Last Supper before Jesus was arrested. And Jesus told them, go back to the upper room. So they went back, and there is a period of 10 days before the Holy Spirit come. Pentecost is 50 days after resurrection. 40 days Jesus appeared to his disciple, and then Jesus told his disciple, go to the upper room and wait on him. And stay there until they receive the Holy Spirit. So the disciple went. And friends, they didn't know how long or when the Lord will send the Holy Spirit. All they know was that they needed to wait. And they needed to pray. And they needed to seek. So they kept praying. They kept on praying. And suddenly, the 10th day, the Holy Spirit of God came upon the 120 disciples of Jesus, and the church of Jesus Christ was born out of a prayer meeting. The Holy Spirit came. People were praying. They were opening their hearts to the Lord. The Holy Spirit came, and the church was born. After that, the church has continued to grow day after day under the grace of God. Friends, here's how we prepare ourselves. The Bible says in Acts chapter 1, verse 14, this is very key in order to experience renewal and revival in our life. The Bible says in verse 14, all these were constantly devoting themselves to prayer. One of the keys that we learn of the preparation that the disciples did to experience the revival of God was constant touch with God. We must be in constant communication with God. To talk to God, to hear from Him, to cry, and to seek His face. And that's what they were doing for 10 days. They were waiting on the Lord. Friends, in our culture, we live in a fast food culture. We want to get everything quickly. Sometimes God can send and touch lives suddenly, but a lot of times God causes us to wait on Him, to pray, to seek, because it is a moment of preparation. It is a moment of waiting on Him that God begins to change us. God begins to reveal to us things about Himself, and God changes our life. So the early church was constantly, persistently praying. They were keep calling on God. They were dependent on God. They were relying on God. The Bible says also that they were constantly devoted, and they were together. They were together praying. The other translation of chapter 1, verse 14, in other translation, it says that they were praying together in one accord. Friends, I want to share with you this. There's a lot of things as we, as American and as Christian people, we disagree on a lot of things about different things. But there is one thing that we need to be common about, and is that we must pray for a revival, a renewal of God upon our lives, upon our nation. That's one thing we need to be common about. That's one thing that the early church prayed. Their goal was to keep praying until they received the power of God. Friends, they needed the Holy Spirit power. You know why? Because the church was facing troubled times at that time. They were facing persecution at that time. And they needed the power of God to be the bold witnesses. And I believe that's the same power we need today. Right? We need the Holy Spirit power, and it comes to prayer, constant touch with God, humbling ourselves, crying out to God. God, if you won't send that, there is no way we can make that happen. Friends, it is a work of God, and it comes through praying and constantly praying and staying connected to God. And that's what they did. They came together and they prayed together. And the Lord heard that prayer and sent the Holy Spirit. I want to just share three thoughts with you today as I was praying. And friends, this is very dear to my heart. This subject is very dear to my heart. I long to see a day at Georgetown First when we have services here and we will not leave, because the presence of the Lord will come. The power of the Lord will be so strong. We will all be here praying and seeking God. We will forget about our lunch plans. We will just be here because the presence of God has filled our hearts. Friends, we are hungry for a lot of things, but God is looking for people that will hunger, that will fast, and that will pray for God to do a deep work in their lives. That's the kind of day, friends, we as Christians must be looking for. Now, I want to just share with you, how do we experience a revival of God in our lives? Number one, we need to pray a prayer of self-examination. This is something I've been doing all through my life, but even this week I was doing this. Prayer of self-examination. What I mean by that is this. When you sit in God's presence and you open your heart, and you say, God, I want you to look in my life. And if there is anything in my life that is hindering my walk with you, I want you to take it out. The Bible says in Psalm 139, verse 23 and 24, this is what the Bible says. It's a prayer of David. He says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and test me and know my thoughts. And then he says, Lord, if there is any wicked way, take it out and lead me in your path. Friends, this is something that we need to do. We need to open our hearts and ask God, God, look in my life. Friends, this is very important if you want to experience revival, because revival comes when we pray out of that pure heart. God has always, through the history of the church, he has used ordinary people, ordinary church to bring revival, but the key was that they opened their hearts and made sure there was nothing hindering that relationship with Jesus. Friends, as I began to pray this week, God began to show things in my life that I didn't realize it was there. And I had to pause, and I had to repent, and I had to confess my sin before God. Friends, some of the things that can come in our life is bitterness. It can be resentment. It can be unforgiveness. It can be a secret sin. It can be a habit. We don't know. We all face different kinds of things that we have not dealt with. But when we pray and ask God, God, I want you to show in my life anything that is hindering my walk, Lord, show me. And friends, this is what will happen. When you ask God to show something, he will show you. And God shows you. When God shows you anything in your life, this is what we need to do immediately. Whenever God shows you anything, we need to do this. We need to repent and we need to confess. The word confess really means this. It means to agree with God. God, you are right. I'm not going to make excuses. You are right that I have been holding on to this thing for a long time. And I need your help. I need your help, Lord, to deal with that. So friends, as we prepare for revival, we need to ask the Lord to show us. We need to ask the Lord to help us. We need to confess. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, the Bible says, if we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive our sin and purify us from all unrighteousness. That is good news, friends. God does not want us to leave us in our things that we hold on. God wants us to give it to Him. God wants to cleanse us. God wants to use us to bring a revival. But that is very important in our walk with the Lord, that we ask the Lord to examine our heart. We ask the Lord to empty us of everything that should not be there. And we ask the Lord to fill our hearts with the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible says, be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. And that's what we need in our lives. So friends, that's number one, very important, that we ask the Lord to examine us. When God shows us, we need to repent, we need to confess, and God will forgive us, God will cleanse us, and then God will begin to use us for His glory. Secondly, friends, if we want to experience revival, there has to be a prayer of desperation, a prayer of urgency. You know, when we are desperate for something, we will do whatever it takes to get it, right? Whatever it takes, we will do to get that. And that's how we as Christians, the Church of Jesus Christ, we must become desperate for more of God in our lives. Friends, it's not enough to say, well, I want to pray for revival today. No, friend, that's good. But we must be constantly hungering for God every day. God, I want You. I want to have an encounter with You. I want to know You, Lord. I want to walk with You. I want Your power, Your strength in my life. Friend, there is desperate, urgent prayer. And only when we get desperate for God, and only when we get urgent for God, friends, I guarantee you, the Holy Spirit will come over your life. And God will see that this person is hungering for Me. This person is thirsting for Me. I will send My Holy Spirit. I will bring a renewal and revival in that person's life. Desperation is a sign of humility and weakness before God. It's not a sign of self-reliance and self-confidence. It is a sign of humbling ourselves before God and say, God, I need You. I can't even breathe if You don't give me the strength. I can't even stand if You don't give me the strength. I can't face anything of this life if Your grace will not help me. So friends, God is calling His church and He's saying to us that we need to be desperate for His presence. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened. Friends, that is a prayer that God wants us to pray. Ask Him for more of His presence. Seek His will in your life. Knock at the heaven's door for God to bring His touch, His presence in your life. And friends, God will do that. He answers His word. He has given us promises in His word. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, He says, blessed are those that are hungry and thirsty, for they shall be filled. The question is, friends, are we hungry for God? Are we thirsty for His presence every day? Are we thinking about God? Friends, I know that there are so many things in our lives that distract us sometimes, that keep us away. But I'm earnestly praying that God's people, we need to hunger for God. We need to be urgent for God's presence to come and touch our life, touch our family. Friends, we as pastors, we deal and counsel with people during the week, and I pray for God's presence to touch lives. I pray for God's presence to break addictions. I pray for God's presence to bring broken marriages to come together. I pray for revival over families that have drifted away, over lives that have been impacted. I pray for that God will move in the lives of people. And that's what we need to pray for, God's Spirit to invade our lives. Thank You that we have a God that does not leave us, but that brings us back to us. Prayer of desperation. And lastly, friends, we need to pray a prayer of expectancy. And what I mean by that is this, that when we pray earnestly, that God will hear us. Sometimes God works in His time. Sometimes we want things to happen quickly, but God works in His time. But we need to do our part. We need to expect that God will answer us. And we need to believe that God can do it again. Do you believe God can send His visitation today? I need some more amen. Do you believe God can send His visitation today? Amen. Yes, friends, we need to believe that. Every time we are coming for worship, we need to come expectantly of what God will speak to us on Sunday morning. Every time we come for Bible study, every time we gather for prayer, we need to come expectantly. Friends, if we don't come expectantly, we come and we leave differently because we were not prepared to receive from the Lord. But when we come prepared, when we come open and say, God, I want you to speak to me. I humble myself. I want an encounter with you, Lord. God will come and he will speak. We see that Sunday after Sunday, friends, as people's lives are touched here at this church, as we come expectantly. And so, friends, I wanna ask you this question. What is something in your life that you're expecting God to do? You keep praying. You keep trusting God. And he will come and touch and answer your prayer. You may get to see that prayer answered in your lifetime, or you may not get to do that. But because you earnestly pray, God will hear your prayer. We're about to sing a closing song called Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. I'm going to ask if JB would please come and play. Friends, this is a very, very dear message to my heart. And I want to encourage you after you leave this sanctuary. This is something the Lord wants us to do. Starting today, let's open our Bibles to read the book of Acts. The book of Acts is a move of the Holy Spirit. Let's read one chapter of Acts every day. And when you read the book of Acts, look to see what God is doing. In the book of Acts has 28 chapters. And in every chapter, you will see a move of God in the lives of ordinary people. And as you pray, you open your heart and say, God, I'm hungry for you. Speak to me through your word. We need to immerse ourselves in the scripture. Secondly, we need to pray this prayer. Lord, please send a revival. This is the prayer we can pray every day. Lord, please send a revival in my life. Please send a revival in my family. God, I have friends and neighbors and children that need you, Lord. They need you this morning, Lord. Lord, please send your heavenly angels to touch their lives. And friends, pray this prayer to Lord, make me an instrument of revival. Lord, make me. I am so glad that God has not only called the pastors, but he's called every believing Christian who believe in him to be an instrument of revival in our workplaces, in our school system, wherever we are instrument that God can use to flow his revival spirit, to flow his healing into the lives of people. That's the prayer that Lord gave me, and I want to share that with you. Lord, please use me. And friends, now I want to close, and I want to speak to people that feel disconnected with God. You feel that God will not forgive you. I want to tell you that God, when we confess our sin, God forgives us. God is here this morning. I would not be preaching the message of Jesus if there was not hope for the world. But because Jesus is alive, there is hope. Amen? There is hope for the church. And so your life is not shattered enough that God cannot intervene. Your life is not too far away that God cannot bring you back to his knees. There is no problem that God cannot solve this morning. But we need to humble ourselves and we need to draw closer to Christ in prayer and walking with God and relying on his presence and say, God, today is a good day to start a life, to start renew and start committing our life to Jesus. So friends, let's stand. I'm going to pray. And if you want to come and say, Pastor, I want to begin a revival work of God in my life today. I am coming to talk to God. And if you need prayer this morning, we will pray for you, friends. We will pray for God's Spirit to come over your life. Don't be embarrassed. You come because you want to connect with God. You want come on behalf of people in your family that need God and pray for them this morning that they will return to God, that they will answer God's Spirit. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray for every person in this sanctuary right now. Thank you that you have spoken to us. Lord, we repent of our pride. We repent of everything in our lives, bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness. Everything, God. God, we want to start today again. We want to reconnect with you today, Lord. And so, God, I pray for your Holy Spirit to draw your church back to its knees and rely for the power of God to come and touch us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for you are real. And we need you, Lord. We need you this morning. We need you every day, Lord. Forgive us for neglecting you in prayer. Forgive us, Lord, for neglecting our time in reading your word. Forgive us, oh God, from staying away from your church. We need you this morning, God. Would you come, Holy Spirit, and touch every heart in this place, Lord?